Dario and Andrew, welcome to the 92.7 Rock morning. Studios.
Thanks, Mel.
Dario, you are CEO of Tesk, partner in Zulich Enterprises, part of the True North Strong Event Center proposal. And as of a week ago, the new owner of the Sudbury Wolves. Man, how does it feel to own a hockey team?
It's unbelievable, actually. I'm very excited. It's exactly 1 week since I got the keys to the arena. And finishing my fourth, it'll be my fifth day actually in the arena. I'm very excited. I more so than I thought.
So when you got that text from your lawyer, what was the first thing you said?
It actually took my breath away, at that first moment. I said, wow, it actually happened. It was a moment I'll never forget.
Whereabouts were you when you got the text? Like sitting down to dinner or you were at home?
No, it was in the middle of the afternoon over a cup of coffee and I was just waiting anxiously and I got the text and I literally took my breath away.
A little fist bump? Just a little mini one? Yeah.
So that's going to be different watching the training camp and on Sunday for the exhibition game against the Battalion. Now you're not just sitting in the stands as a fan. That's how do you anticipate Sunday's game? How are you going to feel?
Well, I'm... my first experience was yesterday because I was at the arena all week. I've actually personally moved into the arena on Monday morning at 7 a.m. And I found myself a little hole in the basement. I made it my office, and I intend on making that my home until we find a new home. But for now, that's where my office is. And so all week I was just working away, and when the actual players hit the ice yesterday, that's when it really hit me. I went upstairs, and I heard a whistle blow, and I heard the horn go off. And I saw these guys, and they're all... they look like men. They're massive, especially on skates. They're men, and then that's when it really hit me that the season is actually starting. It was really exciting yesterday to watch it, and then last night actually we had a little get together, all the players and their families, and we said a few words and welcomed them to Sudbury, and I recognized that on the ice they may look like men, but these guys are they're just normal. 16-year-old kids to 19-year-old kids, some of them 20. But
yeah, going to high school and all the struggles that go along with that, they also just happen to be on an OHL team.
It's unbelievable how these guys are such superior athletes. It's just awesome.
I also want to talk about the True North Strong Event Center, your vision out on the Kingsway. Does this just make sense? We've got the Wolves. Wouldn't it make sense to just have everything along with the event center?
Without a doubt. That's... For the past 2 years, as myself and Andrew have been trying to promote an event center at that site, that's how I got involved with recognizing that the hockey team might be an option to purchase. And so I believe that the owner of the team and the operator of the arena should be the same person. And that's how the ideas have converged. But they don't necessarily have to be one and the same. And so, like I said the other day at the media conference, if the city chooses to build an arena, or I often refer to as a coliseum, because if Andrew and I and the group are successful, we'll have a standing room only. So we'll need a larger facility. So we're looking to build a coliseum. But if the city were to build a facility, no matter where it is built, that's exactly where the home of the Sudbury Wolves will be, and will be its greatest tenant.
So whether it's out there on the Kingsway or downtown, well, let's just say, for argument's sake, it's the True North Event Center. What's your dream concert? What's the concert that you would love to see?
I could tell you the one thing that we did miss was the Hip last week or 2 weeks ago, right? Yeah. And how awesome would that have been? And I think those are the kinds of things we're missing. And, for me, though, and
yeah,
I'll let Dario
concert.
Answer.
Go ahead.
It's got to be, I'm going to say Foo Fighters because I'm a 90s kid. So
oh, yeah. Okay. Dario?
Myself, I'm torn between either having Celine Dion open it off,
okay.
Open the event center, or Neil Diamond. I don't know, that's crazy. I know, but one of those.
I have one final question for you. Please tell me that whatever happens with the True North Strong Event Center, please tell me that we will still have the Wolf on the clothesline when the goal's scored by the Wolf. Please.
That is a permanent piece of of the building, of any building. That is a fixture in our community, and he's our number one and probably our oldest fan.
Thank you so much. Congratulations, Dario. It was really nice meeting you, Andrew. We look to see where this whole venture comes together.
Thanks so much.